You have a droid?
A droid razor?
Did you say razor?
I do.
They still make razors?
I know, it doesn't even play.
What, do you shave with that thing? Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us out there. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now and also donate to the Michael Shermer Legal Fund.
Why, is he in trouble?
Nope, but PZ Myers is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. PZ Myers posted libelous claims about Shermer raping an unnamed person. We'll talk about that later in the show.
And while you're at it, donate to the Heather Henderson Legal Fund.
Why, are you in trouble?
No, it's just that legally I deserve lots of money.
Wait a minute.
Please donate. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Hey, stop that.
You don't like shoes?
Well, sure, I like shoes.
Donate. Donate lots of shoes for me and Emery.
Now you're talking.
We only got two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you self-serving rumor monger. He's a jag-off. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Steve Hill, Eli Olsberg, and Jake Weissman. You know these guys from Showbiz.
Good evening.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
That was an impressively orchestrated opening.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Jake and I used to have a podcast, and we winged it, and by winged it, that means we didn't do shit.
You know,
we would just be like, hey, thanks for listening,
yeah.
And then he'd be like, great. And Jake would also be texting while we were talking.
Yeah. Sometimes I have Matt Kirshen on the show, and I'll lose him to texting.
Yeah.
But this is like being videotaped, so people can see him.
People can see us. Yeah.
People are watching, and they're chatting on the Wall of Reason right now.
Yeah.
Some women are having wild fantasies about you right now.
That's fine.
I hope. There are some men as well, I hope. It's much more flattering when it comes from a man, because their sexual thoughts are more violent.
That's absolutely true.
That's very exciting. God.
Yeah.
I want to bring someone to violence against me, just mentally. I don't want to have to deal with
mental
it.
Mental violence.
Yeah, of course. I want you to mentally defile me, because then I feel good.
Ooh. Oh, so okay. You have problems.
Well, we found your kink.
I'm more of a practical guy.
Are you?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. And I got nothing else beyond
that. You want gentle love.
Yeah, exactly. Tender.
Tenderness.
Love, care, TLC.
You don't want
and
love.
And crazy, sexy, cool. I'll take that too. I like it all.
Beat him slowly.
We're also, by the way, we're also being filmed for a documentary tonight that speaks specifically to Blatheism, black atheists. One of the reasons.
Why you look at me when you say that shit, man?
Because you're the only black atheist here besides Heather. There's three black atheists in this room.
Yeah, see?
Because the guy running that camera right there is an African American man who is doing a film. What's the name of the film?
Black Beyond Belief
is the current working title.
I like that.
I think that's a fantastic
If he sells it,
title.
I'm sure they'll change the name to something really racist.
Yeah.
But they'll make you change your name. I'm telling you now. It's interesting.
I just thought of a bunch of puns. That
you
were
did?
Super
yeah.
racist.
Well, I want to hear them. What?
Religion in the dark.
Religion in the dark.
Oh.
That's nice. There you go.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I didn't look at either of you the whole time. I
outside,
know that.
Outside, you yeah. and him. Later.
I'll judge all things racist here.
So, what'd you think on a scale of tacky to horrible?
on a scale of not funny to oppressive.
Yeah.
That's a northern Mississippi. I like to do mine geographically.
Oh, perfect.
That's not bad. Oh, I'm sorry. Canada being a one.
Canada, yeah.
We start going minus when you hit Antarctica and all that.
Yeah, they're like not racist enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, wake up, people. It's black people down there.
Give me something to talk about, you know. Yeah.
So let's talk about being black and atheist. It is a thing, isn't it? It's there aren't a lot of people in the African-American community and the black community who are comfortable saying that they don't believe in God.
You white guys know all about it, don't you?
Is this true?
We're a super minority.
It really is, right?
Yeah, super fucking minority.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, I equate this to that whole chosen to be gay thing.
Oh, I see.
Because if you're black, of course, you didn't choose to be black.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're also born atheist, you really don't choose that either. I never really chose to be atheist. I just knew, like, this is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And I felt like that all my life, at least since I was 8. So, you know, and it's not an easy thing to do because, you know, inherently, black people are culturally brainwashed and manipulated to love the Lord,
mm-hmm.
because that's how your oppressors keep you.
I think even keep you down. I think even black guys who are gay are not atheists because I just know that. I thought about that because you had said that, you know, you don't choose to be black, but you're also not choosing to be an atheist. And I thought about that in context of being gay. And the reason I know that is because I work at a hospital and that's my day job. And whenever I work at a hospital in West Hollywood, whenever I have any patient that's gay, black, and has HIV, he asks for spiritual consultation. They bring, like, you know, he'll have a pastor come by.
Yeah.
Wow.
Makes no fucking sense, does it?
No.
When did you have to come out as an atheist?
See, that's what I'm saying. See, you understand me, fella, yeah. Because when you're black and you're an atheist, you actually have that same, it has to be the same sensation when you come out and tell people, let people know, like, I'm an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
It has to feel just like when gay people come out and say, hey, I'm gay.
And what if you're a gay atheist? A gay atheist?
Then you are super, super duper minority.
And you're super
screwed. But you're brave.
Yeah.
Because in this country, I mean, if you who would choose to be in such a minute minority where you have no power, no influence? Named the most famous black atheist comic you know. Thank you.
Steve Hill.
Round of applause. Crowd goes crazy.
Is Chris Rock not atheist?
Is he saying he's atheist?
Yeah.
Name someone who comes out says, I'm a proud atheist.
Right. Yeah.
No, because you'll start losing people to laugh for you.
Yeah.
Shortly after that.
Can you extrapolate, though, like what you meant by, like, the Lord, like, that's how they keep you oppressed? I would love to know. I do not know why so many black people are not atheists. And what does that mean?
To me, it's suffering from Stockholm Syndrome, where you adopt the beliefs of your oppressors just out of a survival tactic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, massa, don't beat me. I love the Lord.
Oh, okay.
Shit like that.
And that passes down.
And that goes on generation. We didn't get asked, when I was younger, do you want to go to church?
No,
but you're told, get your ass in the car. We going to fucking church. Like, okay, mom.
Well, then at home, was it talked about a lot? Was the Lord talked about a lot? Or was it more like
it's that same like subliminal messages you get and people telling you shit like voodoo, like the Lord, the God don't like ugly and stupid sayings like that you know that there's a presence,
my grandma, a
being that you should be afraid of.
My grandma told me that if I would stroke the bridge of my nose and pray to Jesus, he would help make it smaller. That's what my grandma
told you. That,
and she believed that.
And you see how that would mess up a child's mind?
I was just told that that God was watching my every move and that I had to be good because...
And they almost had me with that. They almost had me with that because I like God's theme song, that sees you when you're sleeping. Oh, wait. Wrong guy?
Very funny.
I'm trying to find a way to articulate it, but I guess, did they see it as, like, misguided? Like, if you were to tell anyone you're an atheist, they're like, oh, you just lost your way. You just need to find the path.
Something figured,
you
know
what? That's usually what happens with atheism. That's usually how they define that logic, is that, oh, you just took a misstep, and in 6 months, you're going to be in church laughing about
this. Why are you mad at God?
No.
No?
Did you? I don't know about you, but I grew up with black people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying that.
So if you were to just blurt out, fuck Jesus.
Right.
People would look at you like you lost your goddamn mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And who wants that cast upon you? You know, especially if you're a kid, you're trying to fit in and you this and that. And, you know, it's an outcast type of feeling, like you're a fucking leper. Like, what's wrong with you? You don't even love Jesus.
When did you come out, though?
Was there a moment? Did you have to deal with it?
No, after I joined the Marine Corps, of course, I couldn't. You can't even say anything in the Marine Corps at the period of time when I was in, because the white guys, the white Marines, would walk around using a derogatory, which they thought was derogatory, statement, and calling, like, hey, you fucking atheist. And I would hear that
of course, I would never say nothing in a platoon of Marines. I would hear that and go, wow, I'm an atheist.
Yeah.
But just like if I was gay, I would never tell these people that I'm around that I'm an atheist. Just like if you're in the Marine Corps and you're undercover gay or not out of the closet, yeah. You wouldn't go, hey, I'm gay, fellas. You know, yeah, it has to be off base within a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get out of there.
So it's don't pray, don't tell.
Yeah, don't pray, don't tell. All of that. But yeah, it's a very interesting perspective.
Do your parents know that you're an atheist now?
Oh, yeah, my mother do. My father's gone. But you know what? My father didn't give a fuck about church.
Oh, really?
He was hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every Saturday and Sunday. And I would prefer to go with him.
Right.
But I was dragged off to church. But my father never, he liked gospel religious. Music because that's what you grow up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Back in the day, especially coming from northern Mississippi.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You fit in and you do what everybody else does and you go along. You don't say nothing. But I knew that he didn't enjoy going to church. He went once or twice, and he was like a fucking fish out of water.
Yeah, see, that's my theory is that there are a lot more atheists in general. Forget just the black community. In general, there are a lot more atheists than people know, realize, or will admit. I think right. that there are, and I don't. I think there's probably a discordant amount of men who are atheists with a wife who believes in God.
Than the
reverse. Although I imagine there are occasional wife that doesn't believe and a husband who does.
Do you think a wife would use her sexual powers
sure.
on a guy that's atheist? Like, you don't believe in Jesus, then I don't believe in your dick.
I'm sure that happens.
Yeah,
it has to happen.
I know
it happens.
I know that from both directions there are people who just quietly adopt the belief systems of their partner. Because pussy and fucking are very powerful things.
Well, I will say this in regards to that is I may almost counter argue and say that with women it could also be there because like say take cheating for example, if a woman cheats, usually she will at least what you see in popular culture is she will say, "Well, you forced me to do this. You weren't paying attention to me. You weren't meeting my needs." But and the guilt seems to be more. Pass along to the guy,
yeah.
And I feel like when it's if a guy cheated, it's because he has a certain lust in him, and there's a certain like guilt almost applied to that a lot heavier, I think.
I see.
Although that said, a woman will obviously be called so many fucking names, and she's still on the losing end either way, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
But I think that sometimes it almost feels like it could be the opposite.
Yeah, I think it can go either way, and I think that we are a society. Pretty much chock full of atheists, many right. of whom are just quietly walking with their partners to church, letting their kids get baptized, horrifically mm-hmm. allowing their sons to be have their penises chopped up, and being quiet about it.
Can I say one thing though?
No.
As a Jewish, and I think Eli will
Jewish?
Agree
wait,
with me.
As a Jewish, okay, I got a question for you.
No, wait. But let okay, me just say ahead, one thing ahead. First. I'm absolutely an atheist and have been since I was conscious, and I can tell you all about that, whatever you want. But I will say, I understand that it's genital mutilation, but I am so thankful for it. And
how come?
I think that because I like how it looks, and when I watch porn and I see guys with dicks that are uncircumcised, it looks alien to me, I think, because mm-hmm. I grew up around all Jews. I don't know why I saw
well,
their dicks, but regardless.
Everybody around you is circumcised if you grew up around people who didn't have
exactly.
circumcised cocks.
But I'm actually thankful for it, and I'm fine for that genital mutilation. I'm totally fine with it. I know that there are men in the room who probably don't have, but I actually am okay with that part of child abuse.
You're
that's
trying,
like the
trying
part
to look
okay.
on the bright side of things?
Yeah,
is that
I think
what we're
that,
doing?
I think that's actually
positive
fine.
Outlook on your penis. That's good for
the
you.
The reason for it is absurd.
Are you cut and pissed off about it? Because I'm sensing some emotion over here.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I actually don't mind the genital mutilation. That's the only part I don't mind.
Yeah.
And
would
that's
you,
all I wanted to
do
say.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't plan on having kids.
If you had a son, would you have them cut?
Would you genitally
mutilate? Yeah. But not in the name of Judaism. Not in the name of Judaism. Just because every girl I've dated is like, oh, I like that you're circumcised.
Not me.
Yeah.
But I haven't dated you.
Yeah.
Sounds like Samantha. Sounds like you're next.
Yeah. Sam, I need you to fuck Jake and fuck up his argument.
I'm just saying that like I don't mind the genital mutilation. I don't even think in modern Judaism. I understand that it's religious in theory, but I think it's more just like, we think it looks nicer. I think that's why they really do it in a lot of Reform Judaism.
Do
Jewish
you think
communities.
Right. As far as chopping a child's cock. I'm going to call it what it is. As far as chopping a child's cock, an infant's cock, him. So that it looks nicer, more pleasing.
Yeah.
I understand that you're okay with it. I get that. You didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but we don't have a choice in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So that's not, you know, you can make that argument a lot of stuff. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying I'm thankful for it.
Right.
I'm saying, like, I like how my penis looks now, which is amazing because I hate everything about myself. But I like that I can see the little
only
freckle
thing about
on
yourself
top. There's a little freckle on the head that I wouldn't be able to see if it were. And I just think it's like, I don't know, I just like how it looks. It
you
looks
sound
smooth.
Crazy.
It looks like
you
a tube.
You have a cock with a freckle on top?
Yeah.
I think we met at a glory hole once.
We did. We did. I was the bathroom attendant.
Isn't it also, you know, I mean, I know the argument they use a lot is also it's better for hygiene and that kind of.
Sexual sensitivity from not having skin wrapped around your
big hand. So there's almost a scientific
thing
that keeps it there.
I would say this.
Yeah.
Oh. Cut to the chase, if you will. I'm
nicely done. Eli, ladies and gentlemen. Eli joins the show. Here's the deal. You can do that anytime you fucking want. You can do it anytime you want. You can get it done when you're in your 20s. You can get it done when you're 15, I suppose. But in my opinion, we should change the laws so that if somebody wants to get a circumcision for medical purposes, which there are people who do need that. There are some people who it's too taut when they're erect and they actually need to get the circumcision because they keep tearing and stuff. So
I would love to hear somebody go, I'm so sorry, I can't do this tonight. I have a taut erection. That would blow my mind.
I am so aroused right now.
But since you can get the circumcision later in life, then
who
then
the
do it.
Fuck is going to get a circumcision?
Yeah. Who's like going to go on medical? Because you have to say,
and
like,
that
I'm going
is why.
Medical.
That's
and that
a
is why you
right
should
there.
Not fucking do it to an infant.
No, because that's
you should
when
not do anything to an infant that you wouldn't, in good conscience, decide to do out of a
no
out of any reason. You should do nothing to an infant that you wouldn't choose to do.
More importantly than that, though, what kind of fucking guy signs up to be a moil like that? Like what? Whose passion? Whose passion is like I like cutting baby cock. That's what I want to do, and I know that I want to do it. But I don't want to fuck boys. I just want to cut baby cock because that's my passion in life. That's more interesting to me.
Oh, don't forget the sucking.
Yes, there are extreme.
So,
do you know about this?
What?
There are extreme Orthodox, a very small group of extreme Orthodoxy Jewish jag-offs, and I know that this happened in New York, where the scripture says that you're supposed to suck the blood out with the mouth of the moil sucks it with his mouth.
Well, let me
and
just say, as an Orthodox jag-off,
that's Blade 4. Yeah.
There are actually cases of giving children herpes through this.
Wow.
Well, I mean, the thing about that is that Orthodox anything are the most insane people. I hate Orthodox Jews because they're super anti-gay people. They're super anti-everyone. They hate Reform Jews.
Don't they ever refer to them as radicals?
Yeah,
exactly.
Why?
No, I think, well, you know, out of respect, you know, and that's bullshit. They don't deserve respect, to be honest. But
right.
But I think to me, I live in a world of complete atheism and always have. When I was bar mitzvah, I just told the rabbi, I was like, I don't believe in any of this stuff. Is that okay? And she gave me a New York Rangers yarmulke. Like, it was like literally, and she's like, it was so reformed.
Go ahead.
Oh, and it was, we had like I couldn't have been more reformed. It was like a joint, like the two rabbis we had, one was gay and the other one was a woman. So it was like as reformed as possible. But the thing is like, you're never going, especially as long as we're alive, there's still going to be so many fucking radicals. So I'm like, the Orthodox in any religion, immediately they're assholes.
Right,
but the Reform, it's like, I don't know. I guess I just like, I don't want to fight everyone forever because want to like fucking smoke a little weed and relax. Right. I don't know if that makes sense.
All right, listen, more anti-Semitism coming up from Jake Wiseman. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption. Heather?
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary, R as in rumor, O as in orifice, A as in asswipe, D as in don't be a rumor spreading asswipe.com/Emery Emery and buy the stupid thing.
Alligators maintain an erection 100% of the lifetime. Now you know why they're such big dicks.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Steve Hill, Eli Olsberg, and Jake Weissman. So, Jake, you hate the Jews.
I kind of... It's so weird. One part of me just loves Jews. Yeah. I love Jews because... But in a very not religious way. I like Jews because we're smarter than other people. that's the main reason. And
you might want to go to UCLA and check the Asians out.
They're smarter than us, but
science smarter.
Asians aren't people. Yeah. They're just workers.
It's ironic. You can't get upset with Jake for doing the bad math on this one. He's not Asian.
Well, I have Asian accountants who do this for
yes.
me. But I do like Jews in the sense that I think that they've been through a lot, and what I do like about them is they went through one of the worst things you could ever do. Obviously, there are things that are worse that happen to people, but Holocaust pretty bad, and they just literally figured out how to be like, okay, let's just beat the system now. And I think that I appreciate that. I appreciate that the generation before me did all this hard work so I could kind of reap the benefits of still... Because I say this on stage, but being Jewish is the best because you can experience white privilege but still feel like a victim all the time.
You know,
and it's so true. It's so true. It's the best.
You know what I noticed about Jews is if you tell somebody you're a Jew, you are in.
Yeah.
You are in that
absolutely.
Clique. Yeah. They want to give you a kiss on the lips, and it happened to me the other
day. It's an amazing
actually.
Way to live.
Oh, and even if you're a Jew on a budget, which we all are, so we're just Jews, they have like Jewish centers that like assist with all the stuff. You can pretty much go to like a free gym. They have like their own YMCA.
My friend did that. My friend got assistance from a Jewish center just because he was Jewish, and I'm like, what?
See, black people don't have shit like
that. We don't have that.
This is a secret to me. Matter of fact, I should be recording both of y'all. Yeah. Emery, get this down.
You should fucking convert to Judaism, not because of God.
So hopefully some of the listeners could really have an appreciation the little setback we refer to as slavery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you don't have shit, your parents didn't have shit, your grandparents didn't have shit, it kind of gets caught in the system, and eventually you don't have shit.
Yeah, no.
So,
it
says
sucks.
The guy with the gold necklace.
That's fake silver, man. Better known as aluminum foil.
Says the guy with the aluminum foil necklace.
Well, my mom is a Jew. Well, was a Jew, and I'm, I guess, Jewish because of that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Which is
well, your mom was a Jew for Jesus.
Well, she was born Jewish.
Right.
whatever that means.
I'm Jewish on my dad's side. My name's Eli Olsberg, and I look like this. Yeah. But if any of you can't watch, you're an enigma, my friend. Yeah, and I was raised. My mom's Spanish. She's from Argentina, and I was raised on that side of the family. I had to go learn about Judaism way post my dad's side of the family.
Because you got into showbiz?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was like, you know, I really want to impress everybody at Warner Brothers.
It really is clearly Jewish. Like, I mean, we've been friends for a long time, but you're extremely Jewish.
Oh, yeah. I
couldn't
thought
be, you were Jewish. You're
more Jewish than I am.
No, no, I am. I can't handle spicy food. Yeah. I pretty much always end up dating Jewish girls. Yeah. I'm circumcised.
They give good head.
They give good talk. They give good talk. I just want someone to talk with.
Cuddle me.
I love Woody Allen movies.
And you sound Jewish.
And like, I sound Jewish. All I do, I whine.
What you worry about?
Whiny voice.
Yeah. And it's not like you get your dick stuck in something.
Yeah. It's in the blender.
Involuntary circumcision.
It's in the blender. I'm getting a second circumcision. Take my wife, please.
Now that is sexy.
Exactly. So I can't stop getting laid. That's the point of this whole thing. I was raised Catholic, and I think I officially converted to atheism around like 16. And I remember when I told my mom, she's like, "Yeah, you're too young to really. Mm-hmm. You got to go experience
going through
more."
A phase.
I'm like, "What does that mean?" Yeah. I was like, "What does that mean? Experience more?" I have to. I didn't understand what that actually meant. Like, as if I had to go have like a near death experience to be like, you know, I believe in a higher power. It kind of took steps. Like, I went from being Catholic, but the reason, the whole thing is, even when I was 10 years old, doing a communion. Can you imagine looking this Jewish and taking a communion and not catching on fire? How amazing is that? And I remember doing all that stuff, and I felt nothing by it. You know, I didn't feel any kind of movement. I never felt the need to be like, Sunday school's great. You know, there were kids who like really, because when you're young enough, you're naive enough to, if you do believe in God, to have this kind of like sense of hope about things. And I didn't have that. And so I remember I was like, well, maybe I'm agnostic. Maybe there's something that I don't understand. And for a week later, I was like, no. That makes no sense.
Yeah, pretty much don't make no sense being on the fence like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is, I understand people who are older who have to, if they were raised on religion and they have to make that jump, because it is a real night and day thing, and you kind of have to. Agnosticism is a twilight. Yeah, yeah. So you have to go through it.
If it's not done correctly, that jump could make you suicidal.
It could. Yeah, could. Yeah.
But I think I actually wanted to talk about this when I knew it was going to be in here. What I don't like is, it's like, okay, this is sort of a metaphor. Like, I hate Chris Brown, and I hope he dies. The reason I bring that up is because people are more concerned with giving Chris Brown a second chance than they are worrying about the victim of the first crime. And I think that's what it's like with agnostic and atheist. Because when people say they're atheist, it's now very hip to say, oh, you're an atheist, so you know what's going on? Yeah, and they're like, you should be agnostic. And I think that's bullshit, because when people talk about atheism, when I say atheism, what I'm talking about, I was raised with religions. Like, we're talking about religions. Like, let's say Christianity, right. Islam, like, Judaism, whatever. Those are all not true. And that's what I'm talking about when I say atheism. Now, as I've gotten older in my life, I understand more, and I'm still an atheist, no question. But agnostic, you can say agnostic about anything. Like, if you're like, oh, is that a cup? And I'm like, that's definitely a cup. You're like, you can't be sure. And it's like, okay, shut the fuck up. We're not in third grade. Like, what? Like, but I think there's this war against atheism now. It's like very hip to say you have to be agnostic because you don't know. But no, I don't. You have to prove to me there's one kernel of a reason why I'm not an atheist.
Right.
I don't have to prove to you anything about why there's no reason.
Yeah, it's weird that taking a leap of faith seems less illogical than just taking everything at face value.
Hey, agnosticism is as staunch a position as atheism or fundamentalism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a staunch position. The position that you can't know something is a position.
Yeah.
And they like to act like there's some loftier place where I'm not making any judgments.
Yeah.
Bullshit. It's just as staunch a position as any other.
And I also don't like, what I don't like too is when
agnosticism was founded in yoga. everyone's like, I'm spiritual.
Bikram.
But it's like, Bikram is hell, literally.
Yeah, it's like, it's not spiritual. You just want to come. You know what I mean? That's all it is. But I also think, like, what I don't like is when you go, no, I'm an atheist because all those religions are bullshit. We're talking about religions and hierarchy. And then they go, well, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, the interconnectedness with the universe. I'm like, that's not what we're fucking talking about. We're not talking about that. Right. Stop trying to get off track. That's fucking garbage.
Yeah, we get that on the show a lot. Yeah. I call it the pothead spiritualism. And it's completely empty bullshit gibberish crap.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's
most
the whole
of our
thing
friends,
like,
by the way, believe it because they smoke a lot of pot.
Yeah, and they, and their whole thing is like, everybody's right. Let's all just talk. You know, like, I'll hear your opinion and you hear mine, and it's like, I hate. It's so boring.
It is
like,
boring.
Like, why? Yeah. At the end of the day, no, but everybody leaves angrier that way. You know what I mean? Everybody right, leaves pissed off because they're like, I can't believe that person thinks that. What the fuck is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I have friends that make me crazy. We'll be right back. You got something to say, don't you? You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the pay more if you want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll actually pay that forward. We'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. If you can't afford the subscription, drop me an email and let us know. So be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. And please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. About 100 million couples around the world have sex every day. Around 65,000 couples are having sex right now. If you're one of them, Rush Limbaugh. Start over!
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Steve Hill, Eli Olsberg, and Jake Weissman.
You got their names right.
I did get their names right. I only mess up names when I'm doing it on purpose, when I got Adam Kaplan here.
Adam Caplini.
That son of a bitch.
Names.
You were itchy to jump in there, and we cut to commercial.
What's in a name?
What's in a name, Steve
Hill? What's
in
Hill? A name? Let's take the name Atheist. Let me tell you something. I used to be, well, I am kind of affiliated and involved with the, Secular Party of America? It used to be the National Atheist Party.
Uh-huh.
I performed at the conference up in San Francisco. Anyway, they went through this whole thing of changing the name because atheist wasn't too appealing.
Ugh.
Now, I'd like to just give a shout out to all of my secularist and humanist and fuzzy feeling people or whatever the fuck you want to call yourself.
Yeists.
But you're an atheist if you don't believe in a sky daddy. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like for everybody to come on out the closet, because if I'm black and can do it, I'm sure if you're white, you can do it. And you're Jewish. Let me ask you something. To black people, you're white.
Oh, no.
I can't understand. No, this is just a black thing right here, right now.
Okay.
We don't differentiate between white people and Jewish people. You're all white to us. Did y'all realize that?
I realize it, but I think you're forgetting how powerful it is to feel like a minority. You know what I mean? Like in certain
you're
situations,
forgetting that,
I need to take charge of my blackism. Yeah.
I think the mistake.
No, I was actually going to say a less articulate version of that. Yeah. I was going to be like, think it's us trying to be you for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's fucking. Sometimes it's awesome.
Well, why do you think?
Let me see your credit score.
Have you been to a rap
it's
concert?
It's really good. Yeah.
It's like go to a Kanye West or Kid Cudi concert. It is all Jews.
Yeah.
I like Kid Cudi.
Because we,
I do too.
Steve, you need to picture his penis. Then you can see.
No, I don't picture too many penises.
Okay. I'm trying to help here.
I'm straight as you can get, man.
Well, I didn't mean fantasize about it.
No, I don't even want to picture shit like that.
It's just been cut up
especially
and it has a freckle
up.
On top.
No, it looked like a Vienna sausage.
Do all Jews have the freckle?
Every Jew.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
Freckle.
See, there you go. So picture
the Moyle,
freckle.
The Moyle puts it on there. It's a permanent tattoo.
How about I just picture a burrito? Something more appealing.
With a freckle.
A fish taco.
A burrito looks like it's uncut, though.
Ew.
A fish taco.
Guys are making me hungry.
For cock or
for that burrito dick.
Or a fish taco.
All right, so... we were talking before, during the break. First of all, I know you wanted to make fun of Brian Dunning's voice.
No, I just thought it was a dial tone of a voice. I was just like, I was just literally like, I'm going to take a nap. Let me know when we're back and just play the sweet sounds.
It'd be interesting
of Brian.
To like date that guy. You know what I mean?
Brian Dunning?
I love you.
did I come inside of you? Find out in Skeptoid 6.
I'm skeptical of
you're so dirty, you atheist fuck.
You need Jesus.
So the idea of I asked you off air earlier, Jake, if you are an activated atheist, in other words, are you an activist? Do you get involved in things? And then the next thing I find out, Eli's telling me that you're pretty anti-Scientology.
Couldn't be more. I don't think there's anyone who could morally be pro-Scientologist. Yeah. Can we just say the thing about activism first? I think that is kind of interesting just to talking it briefly. I'm not anti-activism in the atheism community, in the atheist community. I really think it's important, but to me, it's just... It's so fucking obvious that you should be an atheist that it's not – I just don't like talking to anyone who isn't. I mean, I do. I have plenty of friends who are – you know, everyone does. You can't help it. Some people are super fucking nice because of Jesus. But
ironically, in the comedy community, if you are religious or you have a belief in a religion, you kind of have to keep it down.
Absolutely. Really? All of our friends
– No. That's totally reverse on the black comedy
side. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Go and do some of the black comedy clubs. Go to the comedy union.
Yeah.
That was one of my first open mics.
Go and talk to some of the African American promoters.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I do atheist comic.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, I'm sorry, we don't have an audience for your dumb ass.
You know who who did my show recently was Ron G. You know Ron G?
Yeah, which show are we talking about?
He came up. Yeah,
he's a clean comic, but I told him I was like because we met at a club and I was like, hey man, do you? We met at a gay club. No, I'm kidding. We were doing a show together, and I was like, do you want to come to my show? Because I thought he was super funny, and anyone who's clean and can really pull off an act is doubly impressive.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, it's in a sex shop. Is that okay? Because I have a stand-up show in a sex shop. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I was like, oh, cool, okay. Because I do feel like if I were to pitch that, some people would be like, I don't know if I can. You know, like,
just
like
don't tell them at all. Wait till they show up.
Well, you have to tell them because you want to do my show?
I actually one time forget to tell someone, and they had to like hang out front. They were like really uncomfortable just because emotionally they weren't. They didn't.
You're
know
not going to name names.
You're not going to name names.
I want to know who.
Can't
come on, tell me who. Son of a bitch,
Jake Weissman.
Jake Weissman.
I will say it was a female, and she said the only reason she was uncomfortable was because she said she just like she you know her parents like. She just had such a strict upbringing, and she's just now coming out of that shell just doing comedy. Yeah. And she was like, I'm just kind of like – she's like, I don't have a problem going in there. She's like, but it was just not knowing it.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell like three comics that were on the show. Right. And then that was – but this was like when the show first started. Now everybody just knows.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of activism, it's more just like – to me, it's so obvious. The people I hang out with, I think 98% of them don't believe in anything that I just go, yeah, like why waste our time? It's problematic. I am an extreme proponent of gay rights. My older sister's gay, and I've been fighting for that like a vicious dog since I was very young. And I will fucking I've broken up with people because of that shit. Like,
wow.
Why can't you carry that same passion though
with
over
atheism.
Into atheism? Because I can't imagine not being you know, as much as I've been discriminated against by my own people,
yeah.
I may fucking end.
I want you to name names. I want to know what guys you broke up with over gay.
No. I unfortunately am straight, and I'm sorry. I hate being.
We both are very. It's
yeah, I don't like hetero culture at all, but it's who I
am.
And
this automatically, I'm like trying to work on a bit about it, but I can debunk that being gay is not a choice, because if it would be, I would choose to be in a heartbeat.
It is a choice. It's absolutely a choice.
Really?
Yes. It's not only a choice, but it can be a fucking choice.
Right.
I spent most my life being a heterosexual male, and now I'm a bisexual male. So I'm an example of how choosing your sexual options is absolutely available to you in some cases.
But do you believe that some people, it's not an option?
Let me be very clear before everybody yells at me. There are people who are absolutely born gay,
right.
And they're not going to change it. They shouldn't be expected to change
right.
it.
Right.
And it's not something that they can change.
Right.
That's yeah. true, too.
But you can make a choice.
But we've been trapped into this nightmare of saying that it isn't a choice,
right.
when in fact it can be a choice for some people. Fucking right. sexuality is a huge gradient, folks, and we have to stop falling into these socio-political traps and label everything, labeling everything in this binary code.
I was born trisexual.
It's bullshit.
But there are
try anything three times.
But more often than not, I guess the point of my kind of where the bit was born out of is that, like, you know, there are people who are just being gay is what feels right for them,
right.
And it is them being told, no, you're just choosing this because you want to just cause up a stir. There are literally people in this country who are like, they're just doing that for attention. There are people who are now using the argument that it's so that way they can get on insurance plans.
Uh-huh.
Back to my prior statement.
That is fucked up.
Who would choose to be a fucking minority?
Yeah, who would choose to put themselves through that? That is right there, just like anyone on Fox News. I cannot believe anyone has ever, the few times I've sat and watched the talking heads that I could put up with it, nobody's ever been like, hey, whenever they have a liberal on, they're like, hey, did any of you realize that watching this, do you think they would choose to put up with what you're saying and what you're doing?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Well, for free health care, maybe.
Yeah.
When did they choose Obamacare. To be straight?
Yeah, and Obamacare is going to shoot all that down because it's not even going to matter. Now they can't use that argument.
Right.
Now they're just going to go back to something else.
But yeah, I mean, I understand the concept of like bring my activism there, but to me it's like being an activist about like saying that peanut butter and jelly taste good. It's like so fucking obvious that like anyone who doesn't agree, I'm just like, I never want to know you. I've always felt like I was going to die young. I have an extreme fear of death. I don't have any fear of death. I have an extreme fear that like someone's going to come up and stab me all the time.
Get away from those knives.
I just don't want to actually
look
think knives
you.
Are really cool. But I have a weird relationship with knives. But anyway, the point is that.
And by that, he just means he has an Instagram account with knife pictures.
It's actually true. Okay. But I just go, if someone doesn't believe in God, I just go, oh, well, that's not. I know that I'm right, and I'm bored. I'm bored by the conversation. At no point has anyone that has believed in God ever posed one kernel of an idea that made me change my mind at all. And so that's why I'm not an activist, because I don't want to waste my fucking time. And I feel bad, but I'm also like, listen, when I fucking die, the world's still going to be shit. So I want it to be better, but there's only so much I can do. And most importantly, I think, for making the world better is to have a good time. Because if you have a good time, you treat people better.
Right.
Do you have kids?
No.
I have two kids.
Well, that's different.
That's your problem.
They're two atheist kids.
Sure.
They're growing up atheists.
How old are they?
They're 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
It's no way I cannot be an activist.
Sure.
Because I know the fucked up world they're going to live in.
Absolutely.
But as many people I can get on their team to make their life easier, that's what I'm going to do.
Trust me, you don't want Jake on their team. He's got issues with knives. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Jonesy, Danielle Lucas, Wendy Hughes, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, Kyle Delaney, Dar Emery, Ani, Fuckweasel,
What?
Diva, That Person, Thundercock, B-Rich 007, Emery's Anal Buddy.
What?
Trevor?
Someone in the room was named Emery's Anal Buddy?
That's right. Trevor.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy in New York City. Linda. McJustice. Bobby Dean. Cameron Winters. And Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason 2 weeks ago. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Steve Hill, Eli Olsberg, and Jake Wiseman. Thanks again for being here, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Great. It's super fun. Yes.
It's a silly show. We try not to be too serious, and I know that. I want to get back, Jake. I want to get back to Scientology. Oh, yeah. I have yet to get a Scientologist to come on this show.
You will not.
I think I have a couple of people. I have one guy who says that if I blur his face and if I alter his voice through some sort of system that does the synthesize his voice.
Do we have that capability?
I'll get that capability for this show.
You just what about auto-tune?
Is it someone? Yeah.
It's so funny. Sing everything.
Yeah, he might start rapping.
Eli, I'm going to do that.
Speaking
of auto-tuning, I really like the idea because people think Jesus is coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be funny if Jesus came back today, he would get auto-tuned all the time. And I think that'd be really funny. Yeah. I just think that would be the best thing ever.
The Ten Commandments should be auto-tuned.
Yeah. Well, Eli looks and seems Jewish, but he was raised in this stupid Christian world. Maybe you're the second coming and you don't even know it.
I know. I came three times today. Thank you very much.
Is that where we're going?
Cigarette? Yeah. I don't know what the best way to put this. The main thing that I immediately noticed about Christianity and why I almost like converted to Judaism before I converted to atheism, which I didn't. I kind of just skipped the whole thing. I almost went on Birthright just because I was like, this is a free trip to Israel. Which I think every Jew...
I did it for a free trip to Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
What I noticed was that I was like, the whole thing of religion and everything we're talking about is based on the idea. It's no longer about doing good. It's about staying out of hell rather than getting into heaven.
Yeah.
And I think that's because that just lets you be as good, the best you can possibly be without being a bad person.
Right.
That's
right.
All.
But you can still be a bad person because you'll just get, you could just be born again and it'll be all fixed.
Right. Exactly. And that's the whole.
That's
the logic.
10 minutes before you fucking die.
This guy died for my sins. So that's why I can sin a little.
What do you think about the religious prison population? I mean,
I would like to speak to that.
Please,
being a 10-year correctional officer for the California Department of Corrections.
Well, people say, well, what do you have to live for? Let it be okay. It's okay for them to believe in something as long as it's keeping them good.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
In a prison yard, I used to work out on the yard. Uh-huh. Right up here in Lancaster and Tehachapi.
No wonder you're so tough.
Not really. You have to be smart in prison. You don't have to be tough.
I see.
But you know where we used to find all the shanks at?
Where? In the Bibles.
In the chapel's office.
Get out of here.
That's where they'd hide all their shanks at. All the black inmates, they would go to church. Uh-huh. They would fucking be selling drugs and doing everything else out of the church. Out on the yard.
That's not belief.
But they were religious.
That's not belief, though.
That's how brainwashed we are.
But that's not belief. How can you be selling drugs and hiding your shanks in the chapel when you know, if you believe that God is watching
Okay,
you?
Why don't they where say, is... I'm an atheist? I never met an atheist inmate.
Okay.
Never.
Well,
especially a black one.
Well, I think the idea
everybody
is,
loves too,
is,
Jesus.
Is I'm just doing what I can to survive, and the good Lord knows this.
Now we're going back to Stockholm Syndrome and why are black people so fucking religious?
Right,
because we're doing this shit to survive while we pick cotton.
Right. I do think, when I think about, here's the thing. I am naturally a pretty angry person because everyone's wrong, that runs the world.
Yeah.
But I do think religion is a form of child abuse in a pretty intense way to varying degrees. I don't think there's any question that, I don't think anyone could argue against that. Mm. And I hate how it captures... I hate how it captures people's lives and kind of holds them prisoner. And it's really unfair how even people who are pretty smart, it holds them until they die. They have a little bit sense of, oh, I don't know. And it's bullshit because, of course, if they had ever been raised that way, it wouldn't have been that way. But I think to explain why I'm not an activist is that I am. Like, emotionally, I am. But to me, because I'm lucky in the sense that what you were saying, Steve, is that I was born atheist, no question. The second I could think about God, I was like, nah, that's garbage. And it's not like – and my family didn't even talk about it. I was like, no. But I think I feel lucky to not have been afflicted by it and to not have had parents who were like, you have to. So I think I feel like my duty is to kind of live free and
also,
like if that makes sense, which is selfish, but that's how I feel. It's like that's how I win is by going, no, fuck you. You're all an idiot.
Also, Judaism is the only religion where there is a culture involved. in terms of, so if even if
Islam,
even if you're not practicing,
we have it in Islam too. Yeah. It's even not the only religion that has that.
Right, and if you're not practicing, well, I guess I should say it's the more, like, especially in America, that's a religion where people automatically associate it with the culture, and so if you don't, if you're like, I'm not practicing, mm-hmm. but you're culturally Jewish, people are like, well, then you're still part of the family.
It's still in.
Why did so many Jewish people get away with that? Well, I'm a non-practicing Jew.
Because Jews...
Black people don't, we don't have shit like that. Either you love Jesus... Or
get the hell out
of
my
house.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think that sucks. I think that's awful. And I think, honestly, you know, with Jews, my view on it is post-Holocaust, you can't believe in God as a Jew. That's just insane.
Yeah.
You're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
That, there's no way that helped anyone. There's no reason for it. It's obvious. And so I think, but the Jews, because they were oppressed, really did a pretty fucking great job of organizing their community and being like, okay, yeah, God is dead, clearly, but we still got to survive. So let's just get really fucking smart, and let's. That's why there's a whole generation of lawyers and doctors, because that's where the most money is, and they could just go to school and get that. And now this generation, our generation, for the most part, we all don't really have college debt because we can. Our parents worked really hard. They don't. They just were like, we're Jews. We're the only ones we can trust to not kill ourselves.
Yeah, that's,
to not kill
each
other.
That's called building generational wealth as you go along.
Yeah, and that's what a lot.
We're like centuries behind on that.
You
shit.
Are.
But
you
that,
are.
That said,
yeah.
Every...
Why didn't you guys save a little better?
I don't know. Well, you guys... I don't know. I should have been.
I think the next generation is probably going to financially wipe out.
Well,
everything.
It would have been so different. Yeah. It would have been so different if the Jews were actually enslaved in the '40s. Like that mm-hmm. like that would have been being enslaved in the country that you now have to work in is such a fucking different thing than being executed and then transported over here. We were never slaves here. No one liked us when we first came here, but we were not slaves, and it's a huge advantage to us.
Yeah.
Speaking of people that no one likes.
yeah, exactly.
Anybody seen Trayvon Martin lately?
No.
No.
Wonder where he went.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's over.
We really, this country, man, immigrants come here and don't fucking like us.
No, I think there's no question that the black community is
like, right, they think... I think
the black community's gotten fucked over the worst, worse than the Jews, to be honest. Yeah. But I can only speak from a Jewish perspective, and I know that it's just the Jews were definitely smart about it. That the black community isn't. I think you got fucked
over.
Well,
they wouldn't even let us go to school for a minute, there, fella.
Oh yeah. No. There's no question. I'm just saying the Jews did a good job because they were able, like they had the opportunity to.
Yeah, right.
But I don't consider Judaism. I never considered it a religion. When I was growing up, it was all about you fucking hang out with each other. You go to temple and. No one likes going to temple, and then you're just supposed to marry a Jew just to stay safe. It's just to stay safe, basically, so no one will fucking kill you.
So it's not racism?
Right. I don't think it's racism.
No, I think it's more circling fucking wagons.
Yeah.
It's actually in-groupism.
That's why they also consider it
but I don't think
mother,
that's the worst idea.
I don't either. I don't know.
That's why the mother is considered the you know,
matriarch.
If you don't have a Jewish mother, you're not considered Jewish. That's why they kind of, I think, hone in on that.
It's just smart. It's just like, listen, all these people fucking, it's like, think about if you're in the wild. If tons of people are killing you, you're going to fucking round up you can and all learn karate.
I'll give you an example of a super smart Jew. Somebody was born to an Argentinian mother and passes himself off named Eli Olsberg and looks like this.
Hey, listen, my grandmother, was, we found out many years later, her three sisters and herself were put in a home because their mother had passed away and the father couldn't take care of them. So they were put in an orphanage, and their name was truncated from Hammerstein to Hammer.
Yeah.
We think or presume it's possible that they were trying to hide the Judaism, and they chose a home that was Christian in order to indoctrinate the kids away from anti-Semitism. Yeah.
And they all walked around saying, "You can't touch this."
Yes, that's exactly right.
And so, then a few years later, a black rapper heard it and was like, "I got a song."
I was slow.
Yeah. I've asked you 4 or 5 times about the Scientology. I really want to understand.
Here's why I'm an activist about this. One, because it's not very well known how unbelievably criminal they are. They are literally the mafia in church clothes.
Right.
And they are honestly as vicious as the mafia. They can't kill as many people because they are a church organization, but every time they kill someone, it goes unnoticed because they just are tax exempt. And anyone that attacks them, they go, oh, you're being anti-religious. The thing about Scientology is they do and don't believe in God. They don't believe in God per se, but they believe in sort of like mystical religious soul shit, and that you you live for gazillions of years, which basically is believing in God. They are
Xenu isn't a god, right?
No, not really. It's an intergalactic warlord.
Overlord, right?
Yeah, it's like a, it's all fucked up. It's just all bullshit. He wrote it when he was fucking. That's the thing is like they when say you can't do drugs. He was doing. L. Ron Hubbard was a drug addict.
When did L. Ron Hubbard start this religion anyway?
50s. Yeah, I think like
post-war.
59.
Post-war.
But that should be a prerequisite on fucking the age of a religion.
Yeah. It's like
you can't start this shit.
What I always want to say is like
just like the Mormons, they started here in like you just can't start a fucking religion.
Because it's like, well then everyone that came
stupid
before
from
you
a long time ago.
Yeah, if everyone that came before you then like because what I don't understand about religion is like, okay, if you drop the Bible in the fucking middle of a desert at a certain time, everyone that came before that doesn't go to heaven.
Right.
And then anyone without technology, no one knows about it for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So all those people go to hell because they don't know about it. And then if you don't understand, if you like are deaf and you're mute, you can't under, you can't, there's no braille. You know, it's like, so like all these people just because they never got to know, it's so stupid. And so if you start something in the 50s, obviously it's not correct. But that's why I really have a problem with Scientology. It is,
you hate Scientology.
I hate beyond it. Hate. It is literally worthy of the worst contempt you could do. It is. I don't believe in evil, obviously, because that doesn't exist, but it is evil. It is close.
We're going to talk more about Scientology in the premium version of the show. That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Steve Hill, Eli Olsberg, and Jake Weissman. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson. Tune in next week when our guests will be
more outrageous.
They will. And we'll be talking about
being contagious.
That's, yes. And that's like, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
Okay. This has been the free version of episode 128, another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wallaries and moderator, Joseph Blog Writing Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Butt-Picking Winters.
Hilarious. Some characters mentioned in this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. What would you like to plug?
Womencomedy.com. It's my schedule.
And at Eli Olsberg on Twitter has all my show info and other stuff.
At Eli Olsberg, what do you plug?
Pennsylvania Atheist / Humanist Conference on the 13th of September. I'll be there performing.
Check it out. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.